Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Avos, and today we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Chinuyos Ganakonim Omer. Rabbi Chinuyos Ganakonim says, "Have mispal b'shloma shel malchus." A person should daven for the peace of the government. Shel malei mora'a, because if it weren't for the fear of the government, ishes re'eu chayim b'la'o, then people would eat each other alive. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion says, "Shnayim she'oshim dein b'neim divrei Torah." If two people sit together and they don't talk in learning, harizem moshav leitzim. It's considered to be a Moshe of Leitzim. Shenemar of Moshe of Leitzim, lo yoshav. It says that in a Moshe of Leitzim, he didn't sit, meaning that all he wanted was Torah Hashem Chefzo, was all that he was that he was interested in, and that's the praise of someone who's a good person, someone who's not yoshav b'Moshe of Leitzim. Avol shayim shiyoshim v'yesh b'nehem divrei Torah. If two people sit together and they are talking and learning, shechina shruya b'nehem, then the shechina is there with them. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Malachi, oz nidburu yir Hashem ishareu v'yesh Akshav Hashem v'yishma v'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanav liyiri Hashem l'choshvei shemo. That when you talk and learning, Hashem is writing it all down. Eli alashnayim. I would only know that two people who talk and learning are going to have the shechina with them. How do I know Hashem is going to reward someone who even learns alone? And America's pasuk says Yoshev b'dad v'yidom ki not alalav, that he sits alone and he's quietly learning Torah and he's going to get rewarded for that as well. Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Shachal Ashulchan Echad V'lomer Alav Divrei Torah. Three people eat together at a meal, and they don't say any Divrei Torah. Ki ilu achlu mizivchei mesim. It's as if they're eating from the karbanos of dead people, which means the karbanos offered tavo dezara. Shneamar ki kol shulchanos malu ki tsoa b'li makom. All the tables are full of ki. Ki means throw up, and tsoa is excrement, waste, because that comes about. It's considered as if they're participating of a meal of a vomit and because they sat at a table and didn't mention Hashem. But if three people sit at a table and they do say divrei Torah, then it's as if they're reading from the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is the table that it's considered to be lifnei Hashem. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that Rabbi Chinuyos Ganakonim says that you should always daven for the peace of the government, because if not for fear of the government, people would never behave and society wouldn't run in a civil way. Rabbi Chinuyos Ben Tradion said that if two people are sitting together and they don't have Divrei Torah, it's considered a Moshe of Leitzim, but if two people sit together and there is Divrei Torah, the Shechina is with them, and even one person who sits and learns alone is going to have great schar for doing so. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that Rabbi Shimon taught three people sit at a table and don't say Divrei Torah. When they're eating, it's as if they're reading from an avodah zarah, from a meal for avodah zarah. It's as if they're reading from vomit and everything else. But three people sit together and do have divrei Torah, it's as if they're reading from the shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.